Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, you've got the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Apparently St. Patrick's Day is on a Friday again.
Yes, it is on a Friday.
So the bishops all have to get together.
Dispensation. You're allowed to eat meat, and you still go to heaven. The stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
You can have your corned beef.
Yeah. We don't want the bars to suffer.
But if you are going to take advantage of that exception. Now, this is specifically in Baltimore, where they...
Okay.
Where the bishops have said, no, y'all can go ahead and have your corned beef that
They'll
day.
Do that here, and the phony Catholic, well, excuse me, the Catholics will wait around and for the local bishop in Omaha to say the same
right.
thing.
Greg
can eat, I can still get S-faced.
I'm sure they do it everywhere.
Now,
if you're
going
to take advantage of having beef on that particular Friday, that you are asked to carry out an additional act of prayer or service to the poor.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
they're
that
do
day.
That. They'll do that.
I saw the Pope call out some fake Catholics over the weekend.
Did he really? On what? Helping out the poor?
That you can't be a good Catholic and be a boss and pay your workers a crappy wage.
That's true.
You're supposed to be good to people.
Yes, you are.
You're supposed to treat them right. You're supposed to pay them what they're worth.
They don't want to hear that.
Now, didn't he basically say that if you're not going to be a good Catholic, you should just go be an atheist?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
well, yeah but,
he
yeah.
did.
Yeah,
but don't he said atheists are wonderful people.
Yeah. And I am.
Yeah, he said you're a better person if you're an atheist and treat people good than
yeah,
you know,
I believe
a
that.
Professed Catholic and don't treat people good.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we've been saying that for 23 years.
Saying it? Hell, we've been living it.
Living it.
By example.
So Lent begins Wednesday.
Great.
That's right.
Which is Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Fat Tuesday tomorrow.
Was that tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Fat Wednesday.
And Mardi Gras going on now, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes.
And Carnival.
Yes, it is.
Peck of cheese.
Yeah.
So after Wednesday, no popcorn inside city limits on Thursday afternoons,
From our phony Catholic friends?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's your sacrifice.
I believe John Paul actually gives up pecker cheese. For the Lenten season.
The most common way that Americans observe Lent is by giving up a favorite food or beverage.
Yeah, right.
They do say a quarter of Americans tend to observe Lent. I'm not buying that.
No, well, first
maybe
of all,
it's just the people I hang out with, but
well,
not 25% of the people I know.
Well, define observe.
Plus, it's Catholic. First of all, nobody else does. That's a Catholic thing, Lent.
It
right?
is a Catholic thing.
So not a quarter. So that's not everybody.
No, it's
by
not.
By far, it's not everybody. There's still a minority in the country, Catholics.
By observing, you mean acknowledge or party on Fat Tuesday. Yeah, then a lot of people might observe Lent.
And I guess maybe a tendency to observe Lent may come into play there as well.
Yeah. Once in a while,
I don't know anybody.
There's people that put a cigarette out in their forehead on Wednesdays.
And show up on TV like an idiot.
Yeah.
Or some of the people on that survey could have been lying.
A little bit, because they know Jesus is watching.
Yeah.
I imagine that there are some people who call themselves a Christian who don't know that Lent is basically a Catholic thing.
They should know that. It's a Catholic thing.
I know.
Yeah, your dad knows that. He's a Christian.
Well,
he's
of course
Catholic.
He knows
yeah.
that.
I know. I'm just saying. You know that.
Yeah. Nearly 60% of people give up a certain food or drink or just go to church a little bit extra. About 35% give up a bad habit. 25% fast.
Yeah. You know, I grew up in a Lutheran family, and I don't recall any Lenten celebrations.
No, I never even heard about that.
Any observations of Lent. It was all Catholic stuff.
You didn't even hear about it?
Oh,
there
yeah.
There weren't fish fries and...
No, not like here. I mean, there are Catholics in my town. I mean, I know Catholics, but once again, I've always said this 1,000 times. It wasn't on everybody's sleeve there like it is here in the Midwest.
Yeah, see, there was a Catholic...
There's plenty of churches in my little town, but... But it's not on everybody's sleeve. You don't really hear people talking about it.
There was a Catholic church in my little hometown, but it was the smallest of all four of the churches.
Yeah, right.
And I don't even remember this till college. I don't remember even taking notice of this.
But battered fish and beer in the morning.
battered fish is kind of flaky.
Yeah.
I do like those Arby's commercials.
Which ones?
With Ving Rhames.
I must have missed that so far.
Well, he does the voiceover.
He's the voice.
Okay.
We have the meat.
Oh, that is him. Yeah, I like those.
And they've been doing the fish one lately. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to give up the secret fishing spot. He goes, now everybody's going to be fishing the Bering Sea. Oh, drat! Joe America, good Catholic.
He doesn't give anything up.
Hey, good morning. Oh, of course I do.
What do you give up?
Well, I'm allowed to be an SOB all year, right?
Oh, right.
No.
Okay.
All right.
No, you really shouldn't be.
Yeah, I got the rule book right here. So what I do is during Lent on Fridays, I get drunk at fish fries to make up for it.
And you don't exhibit the SOB behavior?
No.
Okay.
It's going to make me happy.
All right.
That's a good one, man. Thanks, buddy. All right. Yeah, Joe's a good Catholic.
Yeah, I guess he is. I've never heard any eyewitness accounts of him acting like a jerk at a fish fry.
No, you haven't.
No.
But maybe nobody's really paying attention. This year, since you mentioned that, everybody pay attention to Joe on Friday.
Drunken Joe, man.
Because I bet you on St. Paddy's Day, he turns into a big jerk.
Well, the band's probably playing that night, so you know he's a drunken jerk. Love you, bud. And by the way, he's a friend.
Yeah.
We are not nice to people.
Cracking the whip on the horn section.
Think about
playing at 1 p.m.
Think about what we tell people we don't like.
Nothing.
I know. Actually, just don't pay attention to him, right?
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's
true. We don't have a Catholic on the show. That's okay. We did for years, and that was overwhelming. Michael's here, the Grim Reaper.
Yes.
Petey's birthday. Petey's doing some day drinking today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Took the day off the drink. Well, he did.
It's his birthday.
That's not like him.
No.
I know. He goes, you want to do some day drinking, you know where I'll be. I said, well, it's Tuesday. I'm not against day drinking.
Is the bar open at 9?
Well, he's not going there right away.
No.
Oh, but there is a bar open at 9.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's not going to that. He'll be there eventually. So if you want to day drink with Petey, you know where he's going to be.
All right. Ten-Toed Luke is catching up on the podcast.
Yeah.
Going back to the first segment.
Ten-Toed Luke is from Wichita, right?
Wichita, yeah. And he suggests a game in the spirit of dildo or dog toy.
Yeah, we love that. I love that game.
Yeah, we did on Twitter for a while.
Yeah.
Pacifier or butt plug.
I like that. I like that.
Pacifier or butt plug.
Thank you.
Important to know the difference.
Just
you really don't want to mix those two up.
Just like dildo or dog toy, but I think the dog doesn't really care.
Yeah.
But you would care.
This one's more important.
Right. So,
especially if you're the baby.
It's important for the baby, not for the adult. Because the pacifier butt plug, hell, that sounds like Wednesday. You know? How about it, Michael?
So,
there's that bus, buddy.
Thank you.
There's that bus.
Thank you.
Send your images to our Twitter feed at TNT Radio Empire.
Yes, do that.
With the hashtag pacifier or butt plug.
There you go. I like dildo or dog toy. I'm sure I'll enjoy this game, too.
And I made a new friend today.
You did?
Yep. Kevin checked in.
Hi, Kevin.
What happened to him? Oh, a couple of weeks ago, he had a tibial plateau fracture.
Get on your website so you guys can commiserate there.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I suggest.
So we don't have to hear about Kevin's accident.
That's what he do.
What's his name, Kevin?
Kevin. Yeah.
Kevin, I'm really sorry, man. That sucks. Hope you're okay. Keep checking in every day. Tell me your story. How do you do it?
Oh, I got to get back to the email here and find
out. And how would you, why'd he get a hold of you?
I don't know. You thought I might have some insight.
Okay, I didn't know that. What happened? I'll tell Kevin later.
Did you get my suggestion yesterday? I thought it would be a good idea to check in with Tim Daly on a regular basis.
I did like that. Tim Daly busted both his legs skiing.
How his legs are doing.
Yeah.
And then when I have any questions, you just shut me down.
Yeah,
you feel sorry for Tim Daly.
I always do.
Oh, I think everyone does.
Feel sorry for Tim Daly?
Yeah.
You're not human if you don't. And if Tim wants to tell you the story and how he feels every day, you got to listen to him. I would if I was Tim Daly's best buddy.
You would.
Right.
Would you go over to his house and take him pizza and stuff
like that?
I'd
probably do all that.
Oh, yeah. That's what Michael did. He was my babysitter for the first couple of months.
Well, he's retired. He's got stuff. He got
time. I didn't have anything else to do.
Exactly. He's got time.
No, he doesn't go into detail on how it happened to him.
All right.
Because it can happen 100 different ways.
Right. You know, in Todd's Facebook group.
Oh, I linked him up.
Nobody's a dick on that, are they?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No politics.
No. I mean, about each other's injuries.
Oh, no. No, when I tell them stories about how my coworkers treat me, they're horrified.
You got to respond.
Okay.
Really, those guys are not your friends.
They're horrified.
No, actually, they are.
No, they're the best I've got.
Yeah, these are the people I can count on.
They're horrified. That's my favorite line. Oh, my God. That's a good point. Like Susie at work in the cubicle with a broken tibia is not getting, hey, Susie, what happened?
Yeah.
They're not saying that. They are not saying that to her.
So I have that unique perspective.
You do have that unique perspective.
Along.
Right.
That right. Everybody mistreats me while everyone else is getting their ass kissed.
You are unique in that situation.
But I'm starting to like it.
I know.
Now that I feel a little better, I'm starting to like it.
All right. You get it now?
Will your legs start setting off metal detectors at the airport?
That's
then
right.
You'll be, then you'll be miserable again.
Belled up by a guy named Fred.
Yeah. Then I'm going to get annoyed.
Yeah.
And occasionally you get to smack back with the whole, hey, they're going to lop my leg off joke.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That really funny joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I regret that now. Sorry,
I thought it was kind of funny, actually.
Okay.
You weren't sitting here.
You weren't sitting here. It was not cool.
It was a tense 3 to 5 minutes there where I was like, ooh.
Thanks for bringing that back up. That's why I know. That's why we keep up this shit about your leg crap.
Right. I've earned the piling on.
Well, there's a good chance you might hear that again next month when we're on vacation.
I totally forgot about that joke he pulled on us, and I was still giving him crap about his leg. And now I don't feel guilty about it, which I never did anyway.
No, you really did.
How did you keep a straight face?
He did. It was amazing.
Yeah. He teared up.
I don't know.
He teared up.
Yeah.
It was good.
I'm a horrible actor, but I pulled it off.
You got to remember, though, this is after off the air one year, one time last summer, Craig had to tell us all the studio off the air that he had cancer. Of course, nobody jokes about cancer, but they do joke about getting your leg lopped off, apparently.
Well, we joke about it now.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about you wouldn't say I had cancer if you didn't have cancer. And you told us that. So we're used to horrible information off the air. So when Todd stopped us back before Christmas, right, when you did this?
Yeah, it was right before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm going to get my leg cut off.
It was before the show.
He told us seriously. We all just sucked into it, and we had to go live with
him. Well, he told me, he's like, hey, go grab Craig. I got something I need to talk about. This is before the show, and Todd never does that.
Never.
Never.
No. He doesn't say two
words. As soon as I went to the office, I said, hey, Craig, Todd wants you to come down to the studio. We got to talk about something. Well, this will be bad.
Right.
And I went, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And it was.
Yeah.
And dick.
Yeah. Turned out to be amusing.
Yeah.
At least from where I sat.
To one person.
Did that work out on your Facebook group? Did you go to, hey, fellow Facebookers, I'm losing my leg.
No, I never imparted that because then they would think I was horrible.
Yes.
And you don't want people thinking you're horrible for that reason.
Is that bit going to run on the best of coming up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, and I paired it up with the bit from the day before where that set him off. So you get the cause and the effect.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What did set him off before?
This day in history.
Stinkweed Pete.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Todd was looking forward to his ski trip.
Yes.
Yep.
That's still funny. Comedy gold, that one is from Stinkweed.
And it was one of those days.
Comedy gold. You're mad.
I really wasn't in the mood.
No, we could tell.
To joke about it.
Well, this is how bad it was.
We laughed, though.
That right after that, Craig followed it up.
Craig read it, too.
Craig followed it up with the cost of the 12 days of Christmas story. And Todd didn't even have the strength to complain.
No, he really didn't.
He had been beaten down so bad that he didn't even care about that story.
It was almost fine, like he wanted the story.
Yeah, like my priorities have shifted somehow.
A little bit.
That's not funny.
Looking forward to it.
Not at all.
That's still funny. Looking forward to it. And my second favorite line over that year was your son saying to you, is that still bothering you?
Yeah.
And that's your son, so no matter what we say, he topped us.
We can't top that
one. No, we cannot.
No.
Your own flesh and blood said, it's still bothering you. Or the lovely Colleen holding her ears when you tell the story.
That's another one. Another one
she'll get up and walk out of the room.
She'll
just come in and strike up a conversation with me.
Because she's heard the story way too many times.
God. Apparently, there is a My Friend Kayla doll. Tech news sites like PC Mag and even the BBC are reporting that in Germany, the My Friend Kayla dolls are basically illegal.
Any
child at risk to have their privacy invaded. Hackers can use an unsecure Bluetooth device that's embedded in the toy.
Also, they're sitting in the woman's bed. In the kid's bedroom.
Yes, to listen and talk to the child playing with it.
Oh, man. So, like, everybody goes to sleep, and the teddy bear wakes up and goes, "How you doing?"
Yes.
Man, that's
not
freaky.
Only can hackers eavesdrop on your child, they can speak to them through the doll. This has been an issue since January of 2015, and experts say that the software has not been fixed.
Just put it in a Chucky doll. That's where you do it. Do it in a Chucky doll.
Oh,
and
boy,
put
that's
it
great.
In the kid's room when he goes to bed. Mess with your kids that way.
And who doesn't give their child a Chucky doll?
Yeah.
With a receiver transmitter in it.
Yeah,
everybody does that.
We used to have like a 3-foot Barbie doll. You ever seen those?
Yeah.
When Madison was little.
Those are the American Girl dolls?
No, just a 3-foot Barbie doll.
Okay.
Almost like, life size if it was a 3-foot skinny kid. Freaky looking. Because I would move it around the house to mess with my wife, just have it sitting there for no reason looking at her.
Like the elf on the shelf?
Yeah, but it was a 3-foot doll, so you could just lean up against things when you'd walk in the room, it was standing there.
Did it have soulless Tony Dungy eyes?
Well, it's a Barbie doll. It looked like a little Barbie, about a 3-foot Barbie doll. And then we had to, when Madison grew out of it, we got rid of the damn thing because it was just creepy to keep around. I would just set it up in a room somewhere and she'd
walk in. I'm looking at this story about this My Friend Kayla thing, and it says German authorities are telling parents to destroy the doll. Like, honey, give us the doll. We got to go outside and burn it.
Yeah. She's going to take to a little farm up north.
Otherwise, it'll come back to life and kill us all.
Tyler thought about destroying that 3-foot Barbie every once in a while.
But that would have been wrong.
Yeah. Only when he was drunk.
That would have been wrong.
Hey, I'm Ken.
Yeah. Should have been a 5-foot Barbie. Right. I was all over that.
Ever have her lean it up against your waist as Becky was about to walk through the living room door?
It was.
That would have been funny.
A 5-foot Barbie doll, I would have, as a joke. But it was too small. I'd had to get down on the rug with it. That'd have been weird.
Yeah, and you never did that.
No.
Oh, she wasn't just waist high on you?
Probably. It was more Shaquille O'Neal or Simone Biles thing, right? Yeah.
Too bad you got rid of it.
Too bad. I did. Or did we? Maybe it's around. I'd bring it here and just let it sit there. Just sit back there behind you. Just sit there. Not tell people why we have it here. Just sitting in there.
That would be just creepy. I like it.
I do, too. If you got leftover 3-foot Barbie you want to get rid of, we'll take it.
Nobody's responding to that one.
I guarantee anybody who has those at their house all got rid of them eventually because they're creepy. Because they just kind of stand there.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if we got someone who's ready to get rid of it now.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're on their way.
Yeah,
the only thing creepier than having one is asking for one.
No, I know. You know? I ask for creepier stuff. I don't care.
We go to the creepier side when we say, if you got one to get rid of, we'll take it.
Yeah. Just drop it off.
Yeah.
Knock at the door, puss will be out there, get it.
Little conversation piece. Make sure you take it out of the studio when we're off the air, though.
Oh, yeah, it could be abused. Oh, no. Somebody bitch about it, right?
Somebody might.
Todd and Tyler left their Barbie in here.
And it's staring at me.
You could freak out the comedians that come in, though.
That's the idea.
Who's that?
Don't
worry about it.
Don't ask.
Just somebody that said.
Right. She's a regular.
Right.
Yeah.
Now then we'd end up having a ventriloquist in.
It's our weather chick. It's our weather chick.
Take it. Right. Put it on a stick.
She does traffic and weather together.
Yeah. That's our news girl.
That's our news girl. HR said we need a chick.
Washington State Senator Ann Rivers.
Ann Rivers.
Is serving up legislation that would give Bigfoot recognition as the Washington State cryptid. She says her bill would recognize the immeasurable contributions to the state's cultural heritage and ecosystem that Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Forest Yeti has made.
Just the mythology and the tourist industry has brought?
She says a letter from a second grader was very persuasive and sparked the idea. And it's important that Washington act on this before Oregon does.
Yeah, there's a little.
And Bigfoot spotted other places too. The Northwest is where it originally started, but
it's all over.
Yeah,
all
they
over
found it in the woods north of Pittsburgh too. They saw it up there, and it's down in Tennessee.
But there's that little rivalry.
Didn't Larry the Cable Guy do a show looking for Bigfoot?
No, that was
That was only in America.
Only in America.
Only in America.
And they found Reno.
Yeah, Reno.
And wasn't Harry and the Hendersons set in Seattle?
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
So
there is
Washington.
That area.
That's a good point.
Rivalry that goes on between Seattle and Portland and Oregon and Washington.
Yeah, well, I think the person actually finds one, they win. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
And this does not sound good at all. Peeps joining forces with Oreo cookies. Oreo introducing a new limited edition marshmallow Peeps flavored Oreo. Two golden cookies with a bright pink marshmallow Peeps flavored cream center covered in sugar.
Yeah, the peep thing is, it's not my favorite, but I know people that love that crap.
Excessive junk food news today.
But still, if it tastes like, so it's a Peep flavored Oreo.
And I'm not down with Peeps. And
neither am I.
I'm done with Oreos. And
I mean, I don't eat
Oreos. I'm fine
with Oreos. I don't eat them, but I liked them back in the day. But
I never liked those Peeps.
No, you're lying. They're pure puffed crap.
Yeah, just spongy sugar.
Right.
Awful.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never cared for them. But a lot of people do.
Did you ever put butter on a Peep?
No, it's not very good.
Nah, don't do it. It sucks.
And I like butter.
Yeah. Right.
They're actually worse than those circus peanuts.
My son gets those once in a while.
Suck.
Yeah, those orange circus peanuts. No. My son gets those once in a while. They are the worst things in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I would put Peeps worse.
You're better off packing stuff in those circus peanuts.
How about the sugar-covered little oranges, though?
Yeah, those are good.
I like
them. They're not bad.
Those are
peanuts, I don't know how.
They
make them and people buy them, and they are the worst things ever.
They are.
And I've had one in the past year thinking, oh, this will probably be better than it was 5 years ago or 30 years ago. Oh, no.
Nope.
It sucks.
Still sucks.
The formula has not changed.
Yeah, well, you had to try
it. You do have to try it.
Because he got them. I said,
sure.
Why do you get that? Now I go to him. Why do you get that crap, man? It's like the worst thing. It's funny when you're arguing with your kid to buy some good piece of candy. No, really, man. Right there, the Baby Ruth. Oh, that's good. So you're forcing junk food on them. To wean them off the orange styrofoam Peeps.
Anything.
No, get the stuff that I like the leftovers of.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Spending another day catering to their base. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.